This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Gurkha on hunger strike demanding equal pension break their fast on 13th day. Students, people aged 40 and above getting first dose of Verocell vaccine in Kathmandu metropolitan city from today. And Taliban carrying out door-to-door manhunt for people who worked for NATO forces or previous Afghan government. Now, the news in detail. Former Gurkhas, who have been on a hunger strike for 13 days demanding equal pension, have broken their fast yesterday. Gyan Raj Rai, Secretary Dhanagurung, and women's campaigner Puspa Rana Ghale, who have been on a hunger strike for the last 13 days, have broken their fast following the official opinion of the British Ministry of Defence. Krishna Bahadur Rai, Chief Coordinator of the Gurkha Satyagraha Joint Struggle Committee, said that the fast was broken as there was an agreement between two governments as per their demand. Chief Coordinator Rai said, according to the agreement, preliminary discussions will be held between the British government officials and Nepali officials on September 8 and the talks will start from December. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, has prepared 8 more inoculation centres to give the first jab of Verocell vaccine against COVID-19 from today. The KMC is giving the first dose of Verocell vaccine to the people aged 40 years and above and examinees of grade 11, 12 and university level who have completed 18 years. The KMC said the vaccination drive will continue till 5 p.m. from 10 a.m. Chief of Urban Health Department of KMC, Hari Kumar, said the targeted individuals can get the vaccine on Friday, Saturday and coming Tuesday. Likewise, the KMC has urged people to appear at the inoculation centres with a document that clearly mentions their age and identity. Vehicular movement along the Jai Prithivi Highway has been obstructed from early morning today following the landslides that occurred in Patan municipality in Baitari district. Police Inspector Bodhraj Oja said that the highway was obstructed after the landslides at Jaulek and Dhulia Mod in Patan Municipality 8. Likewise, the Bhimdatta Highway, which was obstructed due to landslides since last night, has come into operation today, according to Doti District Police Office Joint Spokesperson Ravindra Chand. The highway with access to all 7 districts of the Sudur Pashchim province was obstructed by the landslide that occurred at Gaira, a border point between Doti and Daraldhura district. Additional 1 corona-related death have been reported in Banke district. According to COVID Crisis Management Centre, Banke's focal person Tejoli, a 28-year-old man from Tikapur Municipality 1, Kailali, died undergoing treatment at Nepalganj-based Veri Hospital. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is possible at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at 1 or 2 places of Province 1, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Pashchim Province today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. A United Nations document has warned the Taliban have stepped up their search for people who worked for NATO forces or the previous Afghan government. It is said that the militants have been going door to door to find the targets and threatening their family members. The hardline Islamist group has tried to reassure Afghans since seizing power, promising there would be no revenge. But there are fears the Taliban have changed little since the brutal 1990s. Facebook has brought in new safety measures for users worried for their safety in Afghanistan as the Taliban continue to cement their grip on power. The firm says it removed the ability to view and search the friends list from Facebook accounts in Afghanistan to protect the people from being targeted. Professional networking site LinkedIn has also taken steps by hiding the connections of anyone in the country. There are concerns the Taliban are using social media to track down opponents. A lockdown of Australia's largest city, Sydney, has been extended to the end of September as authorities struggle to contain a wave of Delta cases. The city's 5 million residents have been under stay-at-home orders since late June. Infections have more than doubled in the past week. From Monday, 2 million residents in the city's worst-hit suburbs will live under a daily curfew from 9 in the evening to 5 in the morning. Australia set a record on Thursday for its highest daily infection since the pandemic began. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Gurkha on hunger strike demanding equal pension break their fast on 13th day. Students, people aged 40 and above, getting first dose of Verocell vaccine in Kathmandu metropolitan city from today. And Taliban carrying out door-to-door manhunt for people who worked for NATO forces or previous Afghan government. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.